This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 25th, June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather is warm and pleasant across Israel today. In Jerusalem, expect clear skies. Tel Aviv is enjoying a sunny afternoon, while Haifa has a gentle breeze. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour, Gulf states are bracing for Iran. Arab analysts suggest recent agreements may only temporarily ease tensions without addressing Iran's regional influence. Also, Walla reports just in, El Al has suspended its Tel Aviv-Moscow route. This follows reports of significant Ukrainian strikes in Russia. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that an IDF reservist died in an operational accident in southern Lebanon earlier today. Another soldier was injured when a Golani Brigade vehicle overturned. Separately, Israel Hayom reports 18 minutes ago that the trial has begun for Ahmad Hassan. He is the mufti accused of legitimizing Assad's regime by approving the use of explosive barrels from planes. And finally, from Ynet, in the past hour, an IDF officer took charge after a tragic call. This occurred during a recovery mission in Lebanon, following a battalion commander's death under heavy Hezbollah fire. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, a news outlet, posted minutes ago that an Israeli drone strike killed two people in South Lebanon. This information comes from medical and security sources cited by Reuters. Raylan Givens, a political commentator, expressed concern about Greece and Turkey. He warned that Turkey's President Erdogan threatens war and supports various extremist groups. He urges Congress to act immediately. Seth Franzman, a Middle East analyst, posted earlier today that despite ongoing conflicts, Iran continues to support groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. He suggests that Iran may aim to inflame other areas. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Gulf states' concerns about Iran, the Jerusalem Post highlights that the recent agreements only offer a brief respite. Analysts believe that without addressing Iran's influence, tensions could resurface quickly. This situation leaves regional stability in question. Turning to El Al's suspension of flights to Moscow, Walla reports this decision follows notable Ukrainian military actions in Russia. El Al aims to ensure passenger safety amid escalating tensions. Travelers to and from Russia may face disruptions. Meanwhile, in southern Lebanon, I-24 News details the tragic loss of an IDF reservist. The accident occurred this morning during a routine operation. The IDF is investigating to prevent future incidents. This highlights the ongoing risks faced by military personnel. Also, the trial of Ahmad Hassan is underway, as reported by Israel Hayom. Hassan, who supported Assad's brutal tactics, faces charges for approving violent measures. This trial could impact perceptions of Syria's regime and its legitimacy. Finally, the Ynet story about the IDF officer's swift response under fire. The officer's leadership came after a distressing call about a fallen commander. This showcases the challenges faced by troops in volatile regions and the critical need for decisive leadership. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that urban renewal is crucial for security amid ongoing crises. The challenge remains in promoting renewal despite rising costs. The focus is on balancing safety and housing needs. Separately, CTEC discusses a shift to an employer's market in Israel's tech industry. Oasis Security's HR director notes a decrease in competitive hiring. This trend encourages local professionals to remain and contribute to Israel's tech scene. And finally, from Globes, the shekel's weakening against the dollar raises questions. Analysts cite various factors for this shift following its strong performance in May. This development could affect imports and inflation rates. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.